analysis when you were coming up. Like, there used to be, well, can you tell me? I mean, I don't know a lot about, like, to start off, anything you want to tell about the island?
From the time I was a little boy, growing up, well, Grand Isle from the highway now to the, what we would refer to as the beach, or to the water's edge, well, it was about a mile and a half you had to walk. There were big sand dunes out there, all, you know, with, if you look at it today, you'll see the difference. But we were raised in the back part of the island, you might say, around the middle of the island. We very seldom go what they call uptown now, the strip, you know. When we go, they had an old theater down here, they used to show movies. Tony Marula had the theater. We'd go once a week, and then one of the neighbors used to take the children to the movie. After the movie, they'd sit you on the bench while they danced. Dance hall, well, the movie was in the dance hall, they moved the benches out after the movie, and they danced mostly you could say country and western music or French music, you know. There wasn't none of that jumping stuff like you had to do it mostly.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the first house you were coming up in.
That's not mine.
Okay. All the things you need, all the different parts of the house.
The house is still standing today. My brother lives in the house I was raised. It went through Hurricane Betsy. Just 4 feet off the ground. It was just one of those lucky things. It was one of the lucky houses on the island, you could say, that stood the stone. Well, we were born and raised. Most of my family was right at one house. They still stand. My brother's raising his family in it now. It had three rooms. Well, we used the kitchen and the living room together. It was just like you think of the living room with the couch and all that you have to do. It was three rooms. My sister had one room for her and her children, my mother and daddy, and then we'd sleep on a bed with corn cob leaves on there, you know, or moss. We used to pick a lot of moss that would go up the tree and still see something there growing out.
Are you 10-8, you're sitting in here? I'll be back there, but if you need it, we ain't got a telephone. You have to 10-5 back there.
Y'all gonna have a portable up there, I guess?
Either portable or the man can give us a paper.
Well, sure. Well,
yeah, baby.
I don't know if I'm there.
All right.
You're right.
I'll get a hold of you all if I need you.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk in any bagging?
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. I got
to go. Come down to work.
What?
Come down to Mooch. You see on it? You know, I have your tape player on it.
Huh?
You know?
Yeah, it's on there. Okay.
Our bed, our mattress, as you say, it was either when you shuck corn, what's left of it, the shucks, or moss. Well, if you see right in the trees right here, moss, Spanish moss still grows on the trees, because you have to go a little further in the woods.
Yeah.
You have to pick that moss when it turns black and make mattresses with it. That's all you have to sleep on. Look, if you had that, every time you step on the floor. If you're too many kids, you step on the floor.
What would they make on the floor, anything?
Nothing, you just left on anything that was handy.
Yeah. Make a pallet,
just a regular old blanket, any old blanket. And my grandmother used to quilt the blankets. We used to make that blanket and quilt. And they quilting party every Sunday or Saturday, they go quilting party, and they'd make quilts for everybody in the neighborhood. Each would take a turn and go and help.
Okay. The room you cooked in, the kitchen, was it off of the house or?
No, it was actually in the house, real small. Didn't have no electric ice box. The ice man would come and throw your feet high and it would cost 10 cents.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying now, it wasn't so long ago. Like I said, I'm 43 years old, and I'm talking about 30 years ago, maybe. I was about 10, 9 or 10.
Yes,
sir. I first went to school when I was 5 years old, the old school we used to call. I started at 5, for the simple reason they let me go to school because I was living next door to it. But I was just there, and I wasn't in a grade, so I had to go to, when they built a new building right here across the street. And I started the new building in the first grade, so I went 2 years, 1 year, no grade, just going to school. And the second year I started the first grade, and then went through 12 years of school.